happy and thankful this morning for those who are visiting with us. We want to invite you back anytime you have an opportunity to come and study the Bible with us here at this place. The lesson this morning being announced, a request, and some looked at the board and said, we'll be here till whenever. But not so. It's a shorter sermon than most that I preach. It won't take but just a little bit. A different sermon, a different kind of a sermon. Nothing but Bible after we get started in it. I think you'll enjoy it. I hadn't preached it in probably 20 years, and the reason I hadn't is because it's difficult. It's hard to do. And my memory is not what it used to be, but I'll try to do the best I can. I know I'll probably stumble and bumble around a little bit, but you'll get the story. I asked Brother Miles to lead the song, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. And so that's what we want to be talking about this morning, the story of Jesus. I don't call it in this sermon the story of Jesus. I call it God's scheme of redemption. The Bible says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. To the intent that now to the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 3, verse 10 and 11. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found a child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 18 through 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, 16. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Matthew 2, verse 1 and 2. When they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return unto Herod, they departed to their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophet, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Matthew 2, verse 9 through 15. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. And being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside and departs of Galilee, and came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Matthew 2, verse 19 through 23. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor and got with God and man. Luke 2, and verse 52. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 1 and 2. And there went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Matthew 3, verse 5 and 6. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, came up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, verse 13 through 17.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4 and verse 17. When Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those which were sick of the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Matthew 4, verse 23 through 25. And Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which do mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, the first 16 verses. Thou hast heard that it hath been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5, verse 43 and 44. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 12 through 14. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Matthew 7, verse 21 through 29. When they were coming to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they answered and said unto him, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and some Jeremias, or one of the prophets. But Jesus answered and said unto them, whom say ye that I am? But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus said unto them, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 13 through 18. And when they drew, Matthew 16, 13 through 18. That one, skipping Matthew 16.
If any man will come after me.
Yeah. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:24-26. Thank you. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. And Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make for here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which also said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew 17:1-5. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. Then the disciples went, and Matthew 21:2. Then the disciples went and did as Jesus had commanded them, and they brought the ass and the colt, and they put on him their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and they strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When they were coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth, of Galilee. Matthew 21:6-11. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said to them, What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came unto Jesus and said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat Passover? And Jesus said unto them, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. Then the disciples went and did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. Matthew 26:14-20. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it, gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you that I will not henceforth drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had summoned him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Matthew 26:26-30. Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. John 13:31. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, that I may receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:1-6. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John 15:1-2. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. But if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15:6-7. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. John 15:12-14. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I have spoken unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. if they have kept my saying, they will, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. John chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. And when they came out, Jesus went as he was wont unto the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also went with him. And when they were at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And being withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, he knelt, kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And an angel appeared from heaven, strengthening him. And he, being in an agony, prayed the more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up, was risen up from prayer, and come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he which was called Judas, one of the twelve, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Luke 22, verse 39 through 48. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders took counsel against Jesus, how they might to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him unto Pontius Pilate, the governor. Matthew 27, verse 1 and 2. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered and said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. And Pilate saith unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now the governor was wont at that feast to release unto them a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whether will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And when he was set down upon the judgment seat, his wife sent word unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the people that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Then Pilate said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. And Pilate said unto them, what then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say, let him be crucified. And Pilate answered and said, why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, he took water. But the rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then all the people answered, his blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall, and they gathered unto them the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they mocked him, kneeling and saying, if thou be the hail to the king of the Jews. And they spit upon him, and they took the reed, and they smote him on the head. Matthew 27, verses 11 through 30. Then Jesus, bearing his cross, went forth into the place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. There were also led with him two other malefactors to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on his right hand and the other on his left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And all the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them began to deride him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the king of the Jews. Luke 23, verse 32 through 38. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and they put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. John 19, verse 28 through 30. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and the other also that was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his bone, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. John 19, verse 32 through 34. Without shedding of blood is no remission. Hebrews 9, 22. In the evening, a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, he also himself being Jesus' disciple, came. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when he had taken the body, Joseph wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Matthew 27, verse 57 through 60. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we should see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes we are all healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verse 1 through 6. When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. As it began, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre, and behold a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His face was like lightning, and his countenance was like lightning, his raiment as white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. Then the angel said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Matthew 28, verse 1 through 8. That same day at even, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. John 20, verse 19 and 20. To whom he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 1 and verse 3. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power hath been given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28 and verse 18. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be witness of me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." After he had spoken these words, while they beheld, he was taken up from them, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, there stood by them two men in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing upward into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Acts chapter 1, verse 8 through 11. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2, verse 1 through 4. When this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Acts 2 and verse 6. Then Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. Acts 2 and verse 14. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should hold it up. Acts 2, verse 22 through 24. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, hath been made both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter answered and said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2, verse 36 through 38. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and that same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Acts 2, verse 41 and 42. And the Lord added daily to the church such as should be saved. Acts 2, and verse 47. Now, ye who sometimes are afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make of himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Ephesians 2, verse 13 through 16. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which also I preached unto you, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, the first four verses. He is declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Though he was crucified through weakness, he was crucified, yet he is raised by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13. And verse 4. God wrought things in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him down at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1, verse 20 through 23. Many other things truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe, and that believing you might have life through his name. John 20, verse 30 and 31. Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things that he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah 1, verse 18 through 20. The time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them who obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4, 17. You who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them who know not God and who obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7 through 9. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verse 6 and 7. In that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7 and verse 37. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2, verse 1 through 3. And now, why darest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22 and verse 17.
Who at the door is standing, praying something growing
Thank you, Richard, for this wonderful lesson. I don't think anybody can attest that it's true Bible teaching, nothing but Bible. And there's a lot of hard work and preparation involved in that, and it was a great lesson. And we also record these sermons, and if anybody would like a copy of this one or any other one that you hear here,
Brother Holmes would be the point of contact for that. And if you're unable to get a hold of him, anybody will be able to get a hold of him or try to relay the message to him. We'd like to welcome all the guests. Y'all are our honored guests, and we welcome you back any opportunity that you have. Let's not forget about our Bible class on Wednesday night. It starts at 7:30. And if there's no other announcements, we'll be dismissed in prayer by Brother Sammy Green.
Holy Father in heaven, we are so grateful to thee for the lesson of the hour, the one who has delivered thee. We pray that he will have a long and useful life in your service. Be with the young men of the congregation, which he is tutoring. May they also be the leaders of the coming generation. Continue to bless us, Father, as we further wait before thee. May we be among that remnant that will be saved and truly saved. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Christ's name, amen.